You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
On Post has announced the price of stamps will rise from the end of February to €1.65. It's the fifth increase in less than 4 years. Joining us to discuss this is the Managing Director of On Post Letters and Parcels, Garrett Bridgman. Garrett, why is On Post raising the price of a stamp yet again?
Yes, well, we don't like putting the price of the stamp up, Shane, but postal prices are increasing globally as people and businesses are sending less letters, and we operate a fixed cost network. Essentially for On Post, whether you're a postman or woman delivering three letters to your home or one letter to your home, our costs remain the same, but our revenue is down. So we've actually seen a 40% increase in the unit cost of delivering letters in the last 4 years.
Wow. So why is that? Why have they gone up so dramatically?
Because essentially people aren't sending as much mail, businesses and consumers are using alternative means. So that coupled then with obviously inflationary pressures on wages and on non-pay things such as vehicles and electricity and transport. So in the postal world, prices are going up considerably. But, I mean, for us, we're at the low end of it. The average price in Europe is actually 188, with the UK at 198, and our rate at 165 is really way below the EU average.
Would stamps in the UK, I was under the misapprehension that stamps in the UK were a good bit cheaper than here. Now, obviously, they have economies of scale. They don't have the sparsely populated country that we have. But are they not cheaper in the UK?
No. They've put in significant price increases over the last recent years, multiple price increases per year. And actually, even if you look at, say, for an international stamp in the UK, an international stamp in the UK will cost you about £3.34, whereas in Ireland, that's gone up to £2.65. So, yeah, they used to be cheaper than us, but they've really caught up and they're actually accelerating. They're actually coming into the higher end of prices in Europe.
So the stamp is going up to 165 from what's the current price? Remind us.
It's currently at 140.
Okay. The digital stamp is also increasing from €2 to €2.22. Now, that does sound high. Why is there such a difference between a digital stamp at €2.22 and the price of going in and buying a stamp at €1.65? Surely you should be encouraging people to go digital.
Yeah, well, the digital stamp is actually, it offers more value add than a normal stamp. So with a digital stamp, we take your details, we take your phone number, and it actually involves more of a manual process where it's individually handled in the local depot and your postman or woman will actually send a text message to both the sender telling them that their item has been delivered. So it has a little bit more value add, which actually adds to cost. But we find that, you know, some customers, you know, they want to know that the letter got there the next day and they don't want to have to send it registered. So a digital stamp really gives that extra level of comfort at quite a low price.
Yeah. Is there not an argument, though, for saying it should be priced at the same level as a analog stamp, if I can use that, you know, your old-fashioned stamp?
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The one thing about it, as I say, is that there is additional work involved in it. It does take more to handle it. We do require us to bring it in and do special treatment to it and to scan it. So all of that actually does cost more than a normal analogue stamp.
Okay. Where are we heading with Unpuls? Because obviously it's a difficult business to be in, certainly in letters. Although, sorry, I do imagine, are you not delivering an awful lot more parcels than you would have 20 years ago?
Yeah, so in relation to the parcels, yeah, we do deliver a lot of parcels. You know, online shopping is growing at a rapid rate. But the thing with parcels is they're actually a different business within Unpuls. Our letters and our parcels business are separate with completely different input costs. So if you look at, say, parcels, for example, they're larger, they're heavier, there's different delivery patterns. So that actually requires significant investment in additional facilities, automation, larger trucks. So the letters, the parcels business is actually different to the letters business. So Unpuls doesn't make big profits. We make marginal profits of about 4% on an annual basis. And anything that we do make gets invested into the business for the infrastructure, for the technology, and for our people.
Okay.
But to answer the question around what's happening with Unpuls, well, customers are sending less and less mail items. Research shows that they really value the national postal infrastructure. They really value the ability to go into a post office and post something, you know, in Bruncanna today and have it delivered in Clonakilty tomorrow.
Is that going to last, Garrett? Because I know in other countries they don't deliver the post every day. They've gone back to twice a week. I mean, are ultimately, is that unavoidable at some point in the future?
Well, I think what we do is our primary objective is to ensure that every business and every citizen in the state has a world-class postal service that includes a next-day delivery. Other posts in Europe have looked at this, and what they've said is maybe we'll deliver the mail every second day or third day and reduce costs. We would look at this. We would look at it. We would look at all different models. But ultimately, what we would ensure is that all customers will have a next-day service. But we may introduce a deferred service over the coming years. But we would look at that. But the most important thing for us is...
But not yet. That could happen in the future, but not. That's not in a plan at the moment. Is that a fair
way?
It's
not a plan at the moment in terms of moving to that. Our plan at the moment is to ensure that our customers have an amazing next-day service. Because, you know, whilst it's very important that customers get their letters and parcels, you know, equally as important for us is the societal role that Unpuls plays in the community. You know, postpersons checking in on the elderly to see they're okay. This is a vital role for Unpuls in the community. So having national postal
service... It is, but it's an expensive
really
role. And like rural post offices are very contentious. They're a huge political issue. But is it possible to maintain the network you maintain if people aren't sending letters and people aren't using the network?
It is indeed. And as I said, we, you know, our mails network, we constantly put in efficiencies. We constantly bring in technology. You know, but the role of that postman and woman in society, delivering letters, delivering parcels, absolutely will be there. We are committed to it, and we will ensure that there is that national infrastructure because it is vitally important for the country.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Garrett Bridgman, Managing Director of Unpuls Letters and Parcels. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker. With a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.